Hello everyone, this is Kelly Saperja from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada for Innovations, and today I'm here to demonstrate a program that I sometimes like to use with the Victor Reader Stream called the Humanware Companion, and you can find it at www.humanware.ca, that's humanware.ca. It's in the software section of the Victor Reader Stream portion of the website. This is an optional program that's available for free. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but it gives you another way to copy material to and from your SD card, and it allows you to convert your audio notes and bookmarks from the 3GP format that the stream uses to WAV file format. So I thought we would demonstrate the program and show you what all you can do with it. I'm using JAWS version 10 for this demonstration, along with the DuckTalk XS32 software synthesizer. I'm currently at my desktop, and I'm going to press the letter H.
H. Humanware Companion.
There it is, and we'll press Enter to launch the program. And what it's going to do is it's going to scan my SD card and a directory that has my DAISY books in the computer, because the last time I was using the program, I was in the Talking Books section.
Enter. Humanware Stream Companion Talking Books Dialog. Please wait,
All right, we'll just
please
stop
wait, that. Dialog. Please wait,
I like saying that a lot. Anyway, let's see where we are now.
A girl named Helen Keller, hello reader lab.
Okay, we're in a tree view that has the books that are on my computer listed. By default, I think the directory is something like /c:\\usr\my_documents\something else. But I decided to make a directory on my other drive called DAISY, and that's where I put a lot of my books, both from the CNIB and Bookshare. Now, before we do anything else, though, let's look at the menu bar. So I'll press the Alt key to bring that up.
Menu, File, Transfer, Convert, Tools, Help.
So those are the options we've got. File, Transfer, Convert, Tools, and Help.
System.
And there's the System menu. Now, one thing I should stress is that it is important that this program is maximized, because you might get some bleed through from other windows if you have other programs open and it is not maximized.
Enter.
So I'm just going to go in and check.
Quote, maximize unavailable.
Okay, it is maximized. Good. So I'll move to the right to get into the file menu, and let's see what we've got there.
Menu bar. Menu. File menu. Refresh F5.
Refresh will, of course, refresh your directory listing.
Exit.
And that exits the program.
Refresh F5.
And those are the only two options we have, so I'll move to the right.
Transfer menu. Talking Books Ctrl+T checked.
Now, you can go to different sections of the program here, and these are like what you'd find on your SD card. Right now we're in the Talking Books area, but we can also
Other Books Ctrl+O.
Go to Other Books.
Audible Ctrl+U. Music Ctrl+M. Podcasts Ctrl+P. Text Files Ctrl+F. Talking Books Ctrl+T checked.
So as you hear, we also have hotkeys to go to those sections. Very good. And I'll move to the right.
Convert menu. Convert audio notes Ctrl+N.
We can convert our audio notes or
convert audio bookmarks Ctrl+B.
The audio bookmarks. I actually haven't been able to get that function to work. The audio notes I can get to convert, but not the bookmarks for whatever reason.
Convert audio notes Ctrl+N. Tools menu. Create SD card label.
Now this is an interesting feature. I'll press enter on it just to show you what we've got.
Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Options dialog. Create stream SD label edit. Kelly Saperja's library.
That is a label that will be spoken when I put the card into the stream. Now, if you don't want to use the Humanware Companion to make a label for your card, that's absolutely fine. You can just use a program like WordPad or Notepad or something to make a text file called $VRLabel.txt, and the VR and L are all uppercase. And then in that file, which must be in the top or root directory of your card, by the way, you would write whatever you want the synthesizer to say, such as Kelly Saperja's library or my awesome collection of books, whatever you want, really. Don't make it too elaborate, because obviously you don't want to be sitting there listening to a long introduction whenever you put the card in, but just enough so that you know what's on that card. And this is a very useful function because, of course, these cards are pretty small, so it's kind of hard to get a Braille label on them. So this makes for a better alternative, I think.
Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Create stream SD label edit.
And those are the only things we have in the window, so I'll get
Escape.
Out of that.
Talking.
And I'll bring up the Tools menu with Alt-L. That's the hotkey for that.
Alt-L. Menu. Tools menu. Create SD card label. Options ..
And there's our options dialog. So let's go in here and see what we've got.
Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Options dialog. Change language combo box. English.
One of two.
There are two languages here, English,
French,
and French.
English. Tab. Change device combo box. Stream.
Two of two.
This program also works with another product that Humanware makes called the Classmate. It's sort of like the Stream, I guess, but it has a touch screen and is primarily for people with reading disabilities, such as dyslexia and things like that.
Tab. Sort order alphabetical radio button checked.
One of two.
Now, we won't really play with this, but we can set the sort order to alphabetical.
Sort order location radio button.
Or by location.
Sort order alphabetical radio button checked.
Very good.
Tab. Progress beeps while transferring checkbox checked.
I think this is unchecked by default, but I like to have this checked, even though JAWS will read out the progress messages, you know, 15% and all that. I still like to have the beeps.
Tab. Okay button.
And that's all we have.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Change language combo box. English.
Okay, so we'll just get out of that.
Talking books on.
And finally, the help menu.
All H. Menu. Help menu. Humanware Companion Help F1.
That allows you to read the manual.
About Humanware Companion.
And there's the version information.
Humanware Companion Help F1. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar.
So those are the items on the menu bar. And now I'd like to demonstrate how easy it is to transfer books to your card with this program. I'm currently in the tree view that has the books listed on my computer. I'll just tab through the dialog here and show you what all we've got.
Tab. Talking books on PC includes zip files checkbox checked.
This is checked because I have some Bookshare content here as well.
Tab. Talking books on PC. PC talking books location edit. D-Daisy.
That's fine.
Tab. Talking books on PC. Browse PC ... button. Tab. Talking books on storage card preview. Behind the grand OLE opera curtain, tales of romance and tragedy not selected. 1.5 MB not checked.
1 of 15.
Okay, now that we come to the tree view for books that are on my card.
Tab. Talking books on storage card. Select storage card combo box.
Well, we're not going to worry about that.
Tab. Transfer / remove selected talking books button.
And that's the button that starts the transfer or removal process.
Tab. Talking books on PC preview. A girl named Helen Keller. Hello reader level 3 not selected. 0.2 MB not checked.
1 of 19.
That's a book I got from Bookshare.
Level 0.
Behind the grand OLE opera curtain tail.
Okay, that one I've already got.
Columbine not selected. 1.7 MB not checked. Court TV you'll be the judge not selected. 0.7 MB not checked. Email etiquette news. Dumps and disaster. Gorilla home recording. How to get great sound from any studio not selected. 134.3 MB not.
This is an awesome book, and I got it from the C9B, but I already have it on the card, so we won't worry about that.
Guidelines and games for teaching efficient braille reading not selected. 0.9 MB not checked.
This book from Bookshare sounds interesting. I think I'll select that, and you do that by pressing the space bar.
Space. Guidelines and games for teaching efficient braille reading selected for transfer 0.9.
There we go, it's selected for transfer.
Hank Williams not selected. How to do just about anything on the computer not selected 200.
That's another one from the CNIB.
Inside the spam cartel not selected 1.4 MB not checked.
Ooh, this sounds good.
Space.
So select inside that one, that's another one from Bookshare.
Cursed down. Learning PHP 5. Love and marriage not selected 51.0 MB not checked.
This is a book by Bill Cosby that I got from the CNIB, and I'm going to put this on the card as well.
Space. Love and marriage selected for transfer 51.
So we've got three items to transfer to our card. Before we do that though, I'm just going to shift tab back to the tree view.
Shift tab, shift tab, shift tab. Talking books on storage card preview. Behind the grand OL.
Because I just wanted to show you how you would go about removing a book if you wanted to do that.
Voter's Law not selected 89. Canada People's History Volume 2 not.
Okay, there's a couple from the C9B. And let's just pretend that I wanted to remove this one, Canada People's History Volume 2. I can just press the space bar.
Space. Canada People's History Volume 2 selected for removal 230.
And you hear it says selected for removal. Well, I don't want to remove it.
Space.
So I'll just press
Canada
space again.
Canada People's History Volume 2 not selected.
There you go. So.
Tap, tap. Transfer / remove selected talking books button.
This is the button we want to press, so I'll press space on it and listen to what happens.
Space. Stream companion processing dialog. Read only edit. Enter password for zip books dialog. Encrypted book, please enter the password.
Now, because I've got a couple of Bookshare books selected, it wants to know my password, so I'll type that in.
Star.
There you go, you know my password. star.
Tab. Okay button. Space. Humanware Stream Companion Talking Books Dialog. Stream Companion Processing 0% Dialog. Read only edit.
1%. 37%. 98%. 99%. 100%.
Stream Companion Processing 100% Dialog. Successfully completed dialog.
Very good.
Space.
So just press
you
the OK button.
Stream Companion Talking Books Dialog.
And now,
shift,
I'm just going to
shift tab
back.
Tab. Talking books on PC, browse PC dot 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 button.
Oh, went
tab.
Too far.
Talking books on storage card preview. Behind the grand OLE Opry curtain, tales of romance and...
Alright, we're back in the tree view for the SD card, and I can move down now to show you that we have our new books.
Boatery's Law Not Selected. Canada People's History. Email Etiquette. Fantastic Voyage Not Selected. Guerrilla Home Recording Auto. Guidelines and Games for Teaching Efficient Braille Reading Not Selected. 0.8 MB Not...
So there's one of our Daisy books from Bookshare.
Hank Williams Not How to Do Just About Inside the Spam Cartel Not Selected.
This is our second one.
Kursk. Love and Marriage Not Selected. 51.
And there's the Bill Cosby book. So there you go. We've got all our books transferred. Excellent. Now I'm going to take you into the music section of the program by pressing Control M.
Control M. Please wait dot 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 dialogue.
And we'll just stop that. I'm going to tab through the dialogue here.
Tab. Music on PC. PC music location edit. See documents and settings.
Okay.
Tab. Music on PC. Browse PC dot 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 button.
So there's the browse PC button.
Tab. Music on storage card preview. 2002 not selected. 31.2 MB closed not checked.
1 of 26.
So there are 26 items here, and 2002 is actually a subfolder in my New Age and Chill Out folder.
Tab. Music on storage card. Create playlist button.
Now this is what I wanted to demonstrate, the playlist creation process. I'm just going to keep tabbing here.
Tab. Music on storage card. Select storage card combo box. Tab. Transfer slash remove selected music button.
Okay, well we're not going to do that.
Shift, shift, tab. Music on storage card. Create shift, tab. Music on storage...
I'm back now in the tree view, and let's see what we can do here. I'm going to down arrow.
Level 0.
Anne Marie not selected. 14.9 MB closed not checked.
Now, Anne Marie is a folder in my Canadian Artists folder, so I'm going to open that.
Anne Marie not selected. 14.9 MB opened not checked.
5 items.
Alright, so there's 5 songs in this folder.
Level 1.
Could I have this dance.mp3, daydreambeliever.mp3, shadowsinthemoonlight.mp3.
That's a nice one, so I'll select this.
Space. Shadowsinthemoonlight.mp3 selected 3.
Just by pressing the space bar. Now we'll just keep going down.
Snowbird.mp3.
Ah, another good one.
Space. Snowbird.
Okay, so I've got 2 songs selected. That's fine. We'll just close the folder now by pressing left arrow twice.
Levels.
Anne Marie selected 14.9 MB closed checked.
And you hear that it's selected because we've already selected a couple of things in that folder.
Bridget McMahon not selected 9.
Bridget McMahon is another artist in my New Age and Chill Out folder, so
Bridget
McMahon. Open that.
Level 1.
Spancelhill.mp3 not.
That's a good one.
Space.
We'll select that.
The Curragh of Kildare.mp3.
The Curragh of Kildare.
Space. The Curragh. The water is wide, dance, man. Walk with me, .mp3.
Yeah, we'll select that one, too.
Space.
So we've got 3 songs from her.
Level 0.
Bridget MC Mayan select Bridget.
Okay.
Canadian artists not selected.
And here's the Canadian artists folder. This will allow us to select songs that are in the main folder, basically.
Canadian artists
so I'm going to open it.
Level 1.
Brian Adams run to you, .mp3 not.
Generally, what I like to do is make a folder for each artist if they have more than 3 songs. So as you can see, I've got one here from Brian Adams, and we'll just keep going down.
Burton Cummings, Stand Tall.
Now there's one from Burton Cummings, Stand Tall is the name of the song, so we'll add that.
Space. Burton Cummings, Stand Tall. Chilliwack, I believe, .mp3, not Chilliwack, my girl, .mp3.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Space.
Actually, maybe we'll select the
Space.
Other one from Chilliwack, so we got 2. So as you can see, we're just going through the folders and selecting songs that we're going to add to our playlist. Now I'm going to just tab to the Create Playlist button.
Tab. Music on storage card. Create playlist button.
And we'll press the space bar on that.
Space. Create playlist dialog. Enter playlist name edit.
So it's asking for a name for the playlist. I'm going to just call this Innovations Demo.
INNOVATIONS space DEMO.
And press enter.
Enter. Music on storage card. Create playlist button. Successfully completed dialog.
There you go. That's all we need to hear.
Space. Music on storage card. Create playlist button.
And that is how easy it is to make a playlist. Later on, I'll connect the stream to the mixer so we can hear what we've got. But right now, I'm going to press Control N to go to the Notes feature.
Control N. Please wait. Dot 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 dialog. Please.
Okay, now we're in the tree view that contains notes that are stored on the computer.
00000005.wav not selected. 3.1 MB not checked. 1 of 1.
So we've got a note already here. That's fine.
Tab. Audio notes on PC. PC audio notes location edit. D Daisy notes.
That is a folder I made in my Daisy directory called Notes.
Tab. Audio Notes on PC. Browse PC. Tab. Audio Notes on Storage Card Preview. 0000001.3 GP not selected. 0.1 MB not checked.
1 of 5.
So as you can hear, we've got 5 notes, and I'm just going to select one here.
And.
Level 0.
0000006.3 GP9.
Now, I should explain that I removed note number 2 from my SD card a while ago. Then I recorded another note, but interestingly, the stream called it number 6. I don't know why it does that. I thought it would maybe fill in number 2, because now we just have a bit of a gap. We've got 1, 3, 4, 5, you know, etc., etc. But that's okay. So, we've got a note here. Now, how do we go about playing it? Well, I'm going to just tab through the dialogue.
Tab. Audio notes on storage card. Select storage card combo. Tab. Audio notes on storage card. Convert button.
There's a convert button. We'll come back to that.
Tab. Audio notes on storage card. Play button.
And a play button if I press it.
Space. 00.
Okay, we're probably going to be doing a series of notes where we're going to have some shortwave frequencies. So
space.
Here's
audio.
I just press the space bar to stop it. And that's one that I want to convert. So, I'm going to shift tab back to the tree view.
Shift tab, shift tab, shift tab. Audio notes on storage card preview. 0000006.3 GP9 select.
And it's not selected now, but if I press the space bar, it will be.
Space. 00.
And then we'll tab to the convert button.
Tab, tab. Audio notes on storage card convert button.
Press the space bar.
Space. Stream companion processing dialog. Read only edit.
100%.
Stream companion processing 100% dialog. Successfully completed dialogue.
There we go.
Space. Humanware stream companion audio notes dialogue. Please wait ... dialogue. Please wait ...
Okay, and let's see where we are now.
Audio notes on storage card convert button.
Okay, we're still on the convert button. That's fine. I'll just keep tabbing.
Audio notes on storage card play button. Tab. Remove button.
There's a remove button if we want to remove that note.
Tab. Audio notes on PC preview. 0000005.wav not selected. 3.1 MB not checked.
1 of 2.
And now we've got another note here, so I'll just down arrow.
0000006.wav not selected. 1.4 MB not checked.
And there you have it. We've just converted a note that's on our SD card to WAV format. And then you can use another program, like SoundForge or the converter program in EasyCDDA Extractor, or whatever you've got, to convert it to another format, such as AUG or MP3 if you want. I think we're pretty well done with the program here. I'm going to press Alt F4 to shut it down.
Alt F4. Exit dialog. The application will exit with a prompt to safely remove hardware. Use this dialog to stop the device before unplugging it from the PC. OK button.
So when I hit the OK button, it's going to bring up the safely remove dialog. And we'll let it do that.
Space.
But we've got
untitled
no choice,
start
really.
Title recorder. Stop button. Safely remove hardware dialog. Select the device.
Now, if you want to do other things with the card outside of the Humanware companion, you can just press Escape to close this dialog. And I'm going to do that because I want to show you how I like to use a safely remove feature.
Escape. Untitled star total recorder.
All right, we're back in total recorder. That's fine. I'm going to bring up the system tray with insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Total recorder recording period.
All right, that's fine. There's total recorder.
Safely remove hardware.
And that's what we want, safely remove hardware. When you exit the Humanware companion and it brings up the safely remove dialog, you can press the stop button once you've selected the item that you want to remove in the tree view. But then it will ask you to confirm it. What I'm going to do here is bring up a context menu with the device that is connected, select it, and it will stop the unit, in this case the SD card, so that I can unplug it and I won't have to confirm anything.
Tab. Right single click button.
So I'm going to...
Tab. Left single click button.
Do a left mouse click.
Space. Context menu. Safely remove USB mass storage device drives G, H, I, J.
That's what we want. I press enter.
Enter.
Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device cannot be safely removed from the system.
There you go. We did it. So I don't have to confirm anything. I can just pull the plug on it, basically, like that, take the card out, and put it back in the stream, which is just what I did. And speaking of the stream, let's take a look at that playlist we created. I'm back, and I've got the stream connected to the mixer. I'm going to go to the music category by pressing number 1 on the numeric keypad.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 5. Other books. Audible books. Music. 2. Books. 1. All music.
So you hear we've got 2 books. One is the all music book. That's always going to be there. But if I move to the right with number 6.
2.
Innovations Demo M3U.
There's our Innovations Demo playlist. So I can bring that up by pressing the enter button.
Canadian Artists Anne Murray Shadows in the Moonlight MP3.
I'll just press the play button and we'll listen to it a bit. And then I'll just scroll through a few of these. Anders and Murray.
We'll be shadows in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah. So I've moved to the next one with number 6. And of course, we could randomize the songs in the playlist by pressing number 9 if you want to do that.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green.
Okay, let's see what else we've got here. Ah, yes, Bridget McMahon and Spencer Hill from the CD Celtic Woman. I'll let you hear a little bit of this. She's a great singer.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind be bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, there's another one from her. Let's just see what else we've got here. Okay, our third one that we've selected, Walk With Me.
When I was still just a child at play, won't you walk with me a mile or two?
Etc., etc. So those are some of the songs, anyway, that we selected in the Humanware Companion. And that's how easy it is to make a playlist. Now, while we're still here, let me show you the card label feature. What I'll do is just take the card out. So you hear the little sound indicating that the card has been removed, and now we're in the key describer mode, basically. I can just press number 5.
Where am I? 5.
There you
go. No media.
There you go. No media. But if I put the card back in...
Kelly Sapergia's library.
Music.
And there's our card label. Not bad, eh? And that is a brief demonstration of the Humanware Companion. Again, it's available at www.humanware.ca in the software section of the Victor Reader Stream portion of the website. And if you'd like to contact me with any comments or suggestions, you can do so through my personal website at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net. For Innovations and the Global Voice, I'm Kelly Sapergia.